Great memories.
You ever seen
That's
that
gonna be
wooden
fun.
time thing fly? Never.
Yeah.
What
Yeah.
about that for those two?
So, I mean, it's expensive, it is very expensive.
Well, you could have your dance floor, actual dance floor. Whatever, could you? And then something.
Mm.
Yeah, it's different, like, to make it sort of still a dance area. But something like that with Castaway.
Yeah, what have they got down in there?
It's just a little
sort of parquet floor.
Oh, that parquet floor, yeah.
It's carpet all around it.
Oh, it's carpet, is it round it?
But it's only a tiny area, isn't it?
Yeah.
But as I say, in the Sugar House, so, I mean, all we did was the big central area, we just literally sort of lino type floor and carpeted around the edges and into the bar area. And it's a I mean, you get 400 people on the dance floor in the Sugar House.
Where is it, Sugar House?
It's in behind Warren and Gillow.
How do you get to that?
Up the alleyway by Yorkshire House there.
Oh, yeah!
Gillow, it's out of the alleyway.
What is it
about? It was the architect's department until they got Buck Ruxton to play, until they got Palatine Hall. It used to be the architect's department. We bought it off the city. Well, Mitchell's bought it off the city council. It goes umptus. But we have tables and chairs onto the dance floor on other nights and just pull them back when it's going to be a Saturday night and there's going to be 1,000 people in. That's how we used to do it. I think it's 900, isn't it? It's the legal limit. They put like 1,300 in when they can. I mean, but in the Empire, I don't know actually. Before they messed about with all the raised seating and everything, if it had been just left open like the old floral hall, like it was, you'd have got 1,700, 1,800 in with a balcony. I mean, as the old floral hall, they must have been putting 2,000 in in those days.
Probably what I said.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they'll all be packed up in the bars upstairs, wouldn't they? And leaning over the balcony and all that. So. But the way they've got it now, I don't know.
Well.
But I mean, actually, the other aspect of it, Anne, if you pull this out, you could be talking about hosting small conferences.
Yeah,
couldn't you?
Definitely.
Because if you're looking at a 200 capacity conference for
easy peasy, no messing. That just makes the total picture different altogether. So right, that's that job sorted out.
Probably need to get.
I'm going to play
probably
with that
to get
and see
Ken's
what I can do with it. So.
Probably need to get Ken's permission.
Oh?
Mr.
Permission, what for?
Structural alterations.
That?
And you're actually...
Well, I think actually what I shall do is I'll just come in, run and mark, just give a couple of your customers an app and say, well, it's all your office, sorry, but it's vandal.
Actually, from the original structure, I mean, it was half that size anyway. I mean, well, as I say, you can see where it was that sort of diamond.
Oh, so do you have to get it? Well, it is structural, is it? No, it isn't, because structural wall. Oh, that's get his permission from off then.
Well, he won't know. I don't think he'd dare show his face at the moment. He hadn't been anywhere around since all this happened.
I'm not
just
like a man, isn't he? He's like a ferret. I get on very well with him. So what is? So there's nothing through the other side, just apart from this big room.
Yeah.
Got in a bar.
What, in that in there?
Yeah.
There's a massive room with 12 snooker tables in.
Which is the needle size of
this. Right.
It is the size of this.
Well,
is it the exact same?
It is the size of this. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So we'll
and what they've got the bar in the far bottom corner.
You used to
want to play snooker. I did. Disco nights. When we were talking to them and we had the door through, my snooker got really good.
We had a snooker table at home and my snooker will never get good. We used to end up hitting them like a dog. Just go bloody berserk. With iron and everything, Them were the days. I hated
what, when you were rich and famous?
You can't see a quick game, Seriously?
I'll do it in a minute.
Well, I shall go because if that fella's there from the job, I'll be jumping up and down like a
right.
Okay. So I'm going to, we'll make that into something American. I don't know what. We don't. I'm just saying we don't want to get into the
ranch
tail end.
The ranch house, from tail end.
No, we don't want to be looking at.
Morons,
no, we want to be.
That's who we need to advise us, don't we? We need Jeffrey along to advise
yeah.
us. Jeffrey, how would you? How do you Americanize this?
Bastards stealing our customers last year.
Yeah, criticizing the scooters. Criticizing the scooters. Don't want them in town, and then put functions on cheap beer for them when they come.
Well, they do that, don't they? I mean, they're all.
There must have been 400 in the rentals.
We need we need lots of piles of steaming horse manure and things, don't we, around and stuff like that. We've got to get it right.
No, that's the frontier land. We're Boston.
Yeah, that's right.
We're Boston.
Yeah. Cheers.
No. No. No, I don't. No. But no, it wants to be.
Hey, have you seen the new rules on bar staff?
No.
They're not allowed to smoke.
Oh, yeah. No,
you're
not.
No. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Not. You can't even wander outside. That's and you've got to wear gloves to use the till.
You what?
You can't handle money and pull pints.
Who says that?
This is a new health and environment. This is new.
When's it in operation?
I don't know actually, I've got it in Disco Club Mirror. It's a front page on it, they're going bananas. They're treating alcohol as food now. So all the hygiene things on food apply to alcohol.
That.
So you can't handle
have somebody else to take the money, won't you? You have to have a cashier.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
You can't do it though. You can't want to
serve. It's fucking ridiculous. If you're really busy at the bar, just taking your gloves off and putting them
back
on.
Oh, are you gonna do it, aren't you? Well what we'll do is we'll just hang some up at the side of the till.
Well, you
just have set on the till.
Yeah, you know, like
you're
you know, like.
Oh,
you're
letting them go to see them babies
yeah.
and the
looking at. Or nuclear isotopes, you know, the David.
No, just have some disinfectant to dip your hands in, you know, sort of as you
and
come
you
from
want
the till.
Somebody took me to see one of their pubs in Liverpool. It was wonderful. Where the shutters are,
yeah.
All just hardboard, like that. With just a little hole like that, and you set a pint of beer and you pushed your money through, and then a beer came out the other side.
It was
rough.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a rough area.
Pay before you get
in. A pint of sherry.
Yeah, in plastic glasses as well.
Great. I mean, the only way you could do that would be if you had a till at one end and people bought whatever they wanted and were given a voucher and you walked down the other end and exchanged it for drink. That's the only way you could actually make that work at all.
Yeah, but just think how much messing about.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I mean, it'd be 200 folk and you'd be around the bloody bend.
Yeah, but it's somebody sitting in an office, isn't it, designing this?
Yeah, but who do you
sitting in a suit in a nice office saying, "Whoa, this is a good idea." You know, you don't serve behind a bar on a Saturday night.
There might be somebody queuing for a voucher for half an hour and
then
not being served for a second.
Yeah. People will get so aseptic that they'll not be able to stand any sort of germs of any sort. That
yeah.
is true, that. I mean, you think about all this. I mean, it's a load of crap when they had larders and all that. All right, you might have got the odd. But it's all this warming, doing it and then half leaving it and then
yeah.
warming it up again that does the damage. Well, I shall wander about with my little boot now. Right, I shall come tomorrow night when it's dark. Right, I'm out of...
Actually, tomorrow night's not a good idea.
Was it rave next morning?
Yeah.
Well, Rob's coming to look at lights.
Yeah, I mean, it's all light and smoke and all the tables and chairs are out.
Can't
and you won't be able to see anything.
On the Friday, we're absolutely gobsmacked.
You can only see 12 people.
I mean, Saturday night would be better.
Oh, Saturday night then. Yeah, well, I'll have a wandering Saturday night then.
Bye. There's another. There's an orifice down there.
Why do doors always go wrong way?
I know. That's
ours. That's ours.
Yeah, that's ours as well.
Oh,
that's ours as well down there.
Get another 25 chairs down there.
And that's the security system, obviously.
Yeah. There's a cleaner's room, two dressing rooms and toilets down there. But this is the area that you'll have to do something about, because if you're going to knock into the winter gardens, this is the area that knocks into the winter gardens.
Oh, so is that where you...
Well, along that corridor is.
No, but you don't want to be doing anything real like that.
I mean, what we initially, this was the cloakroom. This area
yeah.
wasn't here. This was the door, and it was a little cloakroom.
Yeah.
But A, our customers don't take the jackets off anyway.
So you don't need a cloakroom.
No, but more, but what it was, when I was in here, sort of 5 days a week, 9-to-5 job, it was getting depressed. It was getting oppressive in that little office down there. So we were going to move an office up to here with some natural light in it.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than being in a room with no natural lighting, really. I didn't realise it at the time, but after
hey,
a few months...
Hey, no, there is. It's really bad.
It's oppressive.
Right.
Because the other thing you've got to invest in is tables. Well, you don't need chairs, but you need tables. I mean, as you can see, we've got 200 of those polyprop chairs in there, which is used.
So pick some tables up with them.
Tables are quite expensive.
So many places are going down.
Well,
that's
true. Yeah.
Well, let's get it sorted out and then we'll just get to. There's plenty of storage space for stuff.
Mm.
You should have tables and extensions, you say.
Mm.
Rob makes tables. Made all our extensions, yeah.
I tell you what, Mickey, even trestle tables are so expensive.
I know.
Incredible.
He's so
mecca,
you say.
You can't get them either, you know. Proper, you know, big wooden trestle tables. You just can't get any. There's another. Wasted area. There's incredible wasted areas in this place.
Very badly planned, you know.
Terrible, isn't it?
It's all corridor and...
Sort of foyers and things.
Wants to be like Chamber of Horrors. As you come down, you know.
Right,
all right,
I'm
I'll
off.
Speak to you later.
Right.
Cheers, bye. What is it?
Brother.
I know, what's on it? What?
No.
The, you know that bottle of bleach in the cellar? Was it bleach?
Yes.
It doesn't smell very strong. I mean, the top's been off as well.
Top's been, yeah.
I just brought it up, it's up there just in case, because we don't, you don't really want to use that to line clean. I've taken all the rubbish down except for that long box.
Do we want to give them all them empty cases back then?
Yeah. About 40 quid's worth of empty cases.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. One race, so
what time are they coming at?
What they said about what? Who? Early out? Half past three.
That's due to
the yeah. So she said she'd be here about half two. She'd been to a funeral, I think, in Preston. I don't know, somebody on the county council. He's probably been dead for about 2 years, I haven't noticed. Thursday's only been anything like the other Thursdays, we've got enough to last.
Is there a bus
at strong, does it?
Yeah.
Must sort of evaporate or something like alcohol. Like alcohol, Webb missed the first one, blasted it over the top, and Giggs missed one at the end. They scored all theirs and Giggs had to score his to make them
have
enough.
I mean, it's a fucking awful way to fucking have the fuck
out. Well, yeah, but it's the police's fault, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's pretty outrageous that the police can dictate, you know, something like the FA Cup that's been there for hundreds of years and the police can dictate the... Out. Oh, actually, you can smell the bleach now, can't you?
Yeah. When you say you're off to Dublin?
Hmm?
When are you off to Dublin?
Last weekend in February, if we go. Actually, time's whizzing away, isn't it?
That's all right. Fucking sign of getting old, isn't
it? Well, that's a sign of. This thing in the press and on the TV about Kevin Keegan being a folk hero in Newcastle.
I know, how long did he play for?
He only played there 2 years.
Two seasons.
I mean, I can't believe it. He's...
Well, because he's had a hard day, like Swindon being promoted and then...
I know.
The league taking their fucking points up. What, they took 3 points, did they?
No, they put down in third division, didn't
they? Yeah, originally they deducted 3 points and stopped, and then the further one, like when they appeared, they fucking knocked them again.
I mean, you know, how long's it, when did he get the job? May or something, last year. I mean, he's hardly, you know, he's had half a season. That's ridiculous.
And then they got a conference the other day.
Oh,
how
good.
Do
I know. Every time they do it, don't they? Especially when the chairman says he's got every faith in you. You know you're going to telegram the next morning. Outrageous.
I wonder when
they
offered
Keegan
the job.
Yeah.
I fucking watched the programme on that. I mean, who's the greatest? There was a different sportsman every week and it was Keegan and George.
Oh, I remember that. I didn't watch it.
And
I refused to watch it.
For Keegan. I think fucking Dennis Taylor was on. Singing his praises.
Singing his Keegan?
Yeah, I think it was Dennis Taylor. Sure.
You end up voting. You end up actually voting who's the nicest human being.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
Good,
the
best footballer.
You know, dedicated to his club and
all. I mean, he wasn't particularly, was he? I mean, he went to Liverpool. Liverpool
That's
made
right,
him
yeah.
from Scunthorpe, and then I mean, he went after Megabucks in
Hamburg.
Hamburg. Then you know, being a big fish in a small pond at Southampton. And then last couple of years, a quick... I mean, his contract with Newcastle was worth a fortune, wasn't it? Because he was one of those first ones that was sponsored by...
When was it? The brewery, wasn't it?
No, it was... wasn't it Newquay Brown Ale when he started Newcastle? But anyway, I mean, they ended up, instead of paying the club the sponsorship, they ended up paying him, you know, like the Carphone company did with Ian Botham to go to Worcestershire.
He wasn't a fucking great, he was a hard worker, that's like
corrupted. Yeah, sure. He wasn't a very skillful player.
No, he wasn't a natural, he worked hard, right?
Yeah. He was quite nippy, and he had a good, you know, good goal scoring sense sometimes. But I mean, that was all. He was a good player, but I think he's always looked after himself. I mean, he's probably one of the richest British footballers.
Do you think anybody would have
more? No. I mean, he was one of the first with a shrewd sort of business sense and all that.
Fucking making a fortune training horses, isn't he?
Is he?
Doing really well, yeah.
And
Francis, he's doing quite
well. Didn't he used to be in
scrap metal as well?
Do you see, This Is Your Life last night?
No.
It was Alan Bleasdale.
Oh, the other?
Yeah, and they had Kenny Dalglish and Graham Souness and... Reed.
Peter Reed?
Yeah, because Alan Bleasdale used to be Peter Reed's teacher at school. And he coached the football team, the Kirby Boys, and they won the national competition or something or other with them.
Yeah,
Alan Bleasdale. Oh, the till man said we have to keep... you know the receipt one?
Yeah, but we never put that on, do we?
I know, but we need to keep a receipt in it. Because
and just have it so it's not...
Yeah, so it's, there's a switch inside on off.
Yeah, I know that.
Because one of the keys is damaged. You know the printout? The bottom of like the notes and the bottom of the figure is missing. You can read it, it's not important, but it's done because it's punching onto metal. Is that... Paper's not an actual
See that thing you had, what the bar's taken all this time? Was that for tax levies?
No, that was our accounts.
Did Fox actually know that, yeah?
Yeah.
What you were taking?
I think Fox just wanted out of the area, to be honest.
Further up north, aren't they, really?
Mm. Well, they've got the depot at Rochdale, which services up to Blackpool, and this was out on a limb.
Yeah.
Because Kendall's done from Newcastle.
Is it?
Yeah. Up to there. Gosh, yeah. And then Rochdale up to Blackpool, and we were stuck right in the bloody middle. So we were one delivery, that's all. And we weren't that big an account, you know, even doing a reasonable trade, you know.
Yeah.
They
obviously need two or three to make it what you work.
Mind you, the crates are fairly dirty, aren't they? Good times.
The buttons
are.
And the bottoms
as
well.
Yeah, you sometimes get. Some of them look as if there's vintage Newcastle Brown, you know. Cobwebs and dust on them, isn't there? And spider's webs on them. I hope Saturday's as good as last Saturday. It was quite a good night, that.
Well, I honestly thought the bar should have done 1,000 or something. I was sure fucking did,
you know? We didn't have enough people in to do 1,000. They'd have had to spend about £5 a head.
Yeah, but they were not, like, the shorts were absolutely hammered. Like, then the lads were, as we know, just today, fucking 4 hours last night. And there was loads of silly drinks I got. I said loads. Vodka, Jack Daniels, and some of the spirit of it. I just
want to
know how much time
you
took the other night,
don't
you?
Yeah.
Have a look. I'm not fucking saying she's... But she just gets fucking absolutely stupid. It's really silly, like. Clicking, you know that, there's Alice and somebody. She's always on about Alice, and I'm sure she fucking was in charge of the drinks.
Which one's Alice?
She always comes looking for Terry. She's gone with that little monster with the long hair. Played in the band here once, Nine Club or something. Kevin. She's fucking out of her head. She doesn't know what she's doing half the time. Like, even saying I did serve quite a bit faster than her, which I do, like, you know, she still should have, if the bar done 750, she should have done what, two and a half, at the least, like. Well, she might have done that. She should have done a bit more than that, actually. She should have been doing 300. Still leaves me 150 ahead of her, I think. Like, you didn't serve any drinks, did you?
No, 20 quid's worth maybe at the end. If it's going to be like that, we do need a glass collector, don't we? We need somebody on to collect glasses.
There's always been any, even though it's quite, we did have quite a lot of glasses.
Yeah, but Katya was collecting some.
Well, that's another thing. I think that boyfriend is interesting. Man, you wouldn't mind giving him a couple of legs to help
us. No. Well, that's right. I mean, you know. Two or three drinks to us is only costing us like a quid.
Yeah, as well. Like, fucking, like, Gene put off her head to me last week about the fucking stuff and stuff for 3 weeks left. Like, there's little things like that that aren't, you know, they should be wrote down if she does.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to be from now on, because we're not going to be, you know, because we're going to be responsible to somebody else, not just ourselves, you know. Okay, if we want to turn a blind eye to it, then that's our business, you know. But when you actually present accounts to somebody else, you can't do it like that. Yeah, that water's looking disgusting. What other results were there last night?
Horace 442.
Oh, did they?
Liverpool drew one of these with Bristol and Rovers.
That doesn't surprise
me. I've seen that match. They were lucky.
Sunderland won. Who were they
playing? Sunderland won Oxford, I think. They were winning 3-0, 3-2 and Oxford's got one on the edge.
Not many first division teams left, is there?
Nine.
Is
there? Wrexham were unlucky against West Ham.
Oh, weren't they? Didn't they play well?
Yeah. They've always been a good cup side.
Yeah, they have, but I mean, they've got a lot of good, skillful young lads, haven't they? They're only like 19 and 20, yeah. And I mean, that young fullback looked brilliant, that left.
Composed as well,
though.
As well as
me. Yeah. It's a funny law, that clear chance at goal job, isn't it? I mean, it's a funny definition. I must admit, I if you can stop that deliberate foul, it's better for the game if you can stop
it. Send them off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you're going to do it consistently. Because actually, the other thing about defenders hauling people down like that, you know, how many times when a forward's through one-on-one on a goalkeeper does he score? It's not that often, actually. No. I mean, okay, something like Bestie you could bet on it 9 times out of 10.
But even against the goalkeeper, they fucked almost 50% of the time. Like, I would say, more than 50% of the time.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
And that's all just one-on-one on the goalkeeper.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you know, the player could let him go, really, without deliberately fouling him, because it's going to be at least a 50-50 chance that the goalkeeper's going to save it, isn't it?
It's fucking got really straight. I don't fucking... I think that 3 point for a win, really, the way you did. At the start, it seemed to have proven much, but they've just become too hectic now. Well, there's not as much skill involved as
there
was.
No, that's right.
Like,
incredibly
the first,
fast.
The first season, like, the football did seem to improve, but it's got, it's fucking gone back now, I think.
United have got a strange side at the moment, though. I mean, I don't think he can. It's all right having all these players, but he doesn't seem to have an idea of what he wants, because every week he's got a different sort of format.
What's he supposed to be doing? Resting gigs, shielding the profession,
isn't it? Well,
he's good enough to be on the team, he should be in the team.
Yeah. He had him playing yesterday, but he dropped Hughes.
Yeah, he dropped Hughes.
And your two subs, Hughes and Sharp, I mean, it does rather hamstring you if anything happens to a central defender,
yeah,
doesn't it?
But I don't think she should ever be sub, like, he should be in the team.
Well, that's right, even if he's not scoring goals, he's creating so much pressure and
yeah, he's always happy. Good in defence as well.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's also somebody, yeah, I mean, he's one of the best at holding a ball.
Fantastic,
you know,
shooting
on
the
his
ball,
own.
Yeah.
You know.
Wait for some.
Yeah.
Players still playing well?
Yeah. The crowd were getting at him last night. First goal was dreadful.
They
you
were winning
3-0,
weren't they?
Yeah. Did you see the first goal?
I never said that. I heard the fucking result on the
It was a long. It was a full pass inside for two fullbacks. For the Southampton player was running on. His fullback shaded it away, you know, guiding him out of it. He was running to the edge. Schmeichel came out to the edge of the area. But it was like right on the edge as the player was coming to him. So he just let it roll a little bit further. And he stopped it with his foot. And the guy came up, tackled him out, shot it in. Instead of just picking up with his hand, I mean, he was actually in the area, but like he was right on the edge and he took a step back and stopped it with his foot. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Liverpool were really lucky. Brisbane should have a penalty.
As long as they win the league. A long time. Might get later still. They're doing well
though.
Yeah. Well, every week they're just putting them together still.
I think
they're
about 150 to 1 at the start of the season to win the league.
Really? Better actually, because
they played well the year before. They held their own against all the best sides.
Yeah. I mean, they ended up about fifth or something, didn't they?
Yeah, last year.
And they bought a lot of players, didn't they? They put, you know, started to buy a few decent, you know, like Dorigo and things like that. Wallace, not a bad buy.
Roadcastle started to play well again.
Mm. It's an awful goal that United gave away, wasn't it? Where, I mean, there's only Palace in that half. Oh, where the hell the fullbacks were.